Following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League soccer championship. They don't think it was an act of terrorism. This is ABC News. Jersey Shore boardwalk brawls puncturing an otherwise peaceful Memorial Day weekend throughout most of the Garden State. ABC's Tony Yates has more from Seaside Heights, New Jersey.
Seaside Heights has a lock on a very loyal crowd, and they showed up this Memorial Day weekend.
We like to come for the overall vibe, the overall energy. I'm not going to lie, around this time, it's usually the best it is.
But so did some issues that the Shore Town would rather do without. Police calling a nighttime curfew after random brawls broke out, mainly among young groups. Police responding to several fights, more than a half a dozen stabbings over the long weekend, to the point that local police had to call for reinforcements from other agencies.
Free checked bags for everybody on Southwest Airlines, officially over as of tomorrow. The airline says most passengers will have to pay $35 for their first checked bag. A second one will cost another $45. The most expensive Southwest tickets, though, will still let their bags fly free. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Well, as we get closer to the end of the school year, now the questions start popping up. Who will be teaching agriculture education classes next fall? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We'll talk about that with the Department of Public Instruction education consultant counting up the vacancies. That's next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Sally Ladston is the education consultant overseeing agriculture, food, and natural resources at the Department of Public Instruction. She said she's already starting to hear the conversations develop about teachers that will either be exiting or changing their agriculture education positions before next fall.
Yeah, this is definitely the what I'll call crazy time of year when people start making changes professionally. And so right now we track teacher changes and we're seeing about 19 programs that we're anticipating a change in, whether that's a retirement of a teacher, a change where a teacher chose to leave the program for a variety of reasons, or even starting a new program or a new position. So we track that number pretty closely. Last year, we were right around 60 by the time all was said and done. So I'm anticipating significant movement again this summer, knowing we're right around that 20 mark, probably at least double that is what I would expect to see.
Sally Ladston, education consultant overseeing agriculture, food, natural resources, also acting as the FFA advisor at the Department of Public Instruction. She said it's not just about the teachers that are changing positions within agriculture education. It's also about finding new teachers to come in for programs that are looking to expand. She said we'll likely hear more about these conversations during the Wisconsin State FFA Convention beginning in Madison on June 9th.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And another reminder that a lot of our June dairy celebrations are going to get started this week, and find the details at wisconsindairy.org. That's a look at food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Chourio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on the line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Chourio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, these close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 40. 98 Q Country.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. T-shirts and our typically bad attitudes had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky.
Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I'd bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Hey Dwight, hey Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I'll flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. I feel lucky today.
Big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown. Church of Christ, where you got baptized. We could raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could go to your grandma's every Sunday. You know I love her and her five-star suppers. Take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown. Church of Christ, where you got baptized. We could raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but
But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, we got baptized. We could raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. Ooh, hometown home. We can make this hometown home.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. This is my bed. Come.
Country.
All we need is a July hot Saturday night, a couple cans on cool and the needle on full in a countryside. Yeah, hot little playlist of your favorite songs. And when I get you climbing up in the cab of this truck, yeah, you know it's on, know it's on. Show you a side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me, and just running that crazy. Flying high, living careless on the edge of wild and reckless. To show you one hell of a night. So give me that all, yeah, and take me there, look. I'm a sucker for your kiss, wanna steal them from your lips, baby, like a truck. A foot heavy on the floorboard, everywhere we go. Talking once in a lifetime, blowing your mind, burning down these back roads. To show you a side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me, and just running down crazy. Flying high, living careless, on the edge of wild and reckless. And I give you that all night. Girl, give me that, let's go. And I give you that good, good time. Show you the side of these two lanes you've never seen. Heating it up behind a high beam. Ooh, baby, you and me, just running that crazy. Flying out, living careless, on the edge of wild and reckless.
Dustin Lynch there at 98Q Country. How you doing? All right. Memorial weekend is in our rearview mirror, and we are ready to begin summer officially, right? Yesterday was pretty good. I would call yesterday summer. 44 is our wake-up temp. We're going to turn this thing up to about 66 today. We're going to get wet today at some point here, it looks like, with a lot of clouds moving in. A little bit of sun trying to make its way over the western horizon here this morning. But we will see some rain showers kind of moving in and out today. And again, highs probably about 65, 66. East, southeast wind, not doing too much at 5 to 10. And we'll see cloudy skies tonight. And lows tonight dropping down to about 48. Our extended outlook has temperatures not getting real crazy, but up into the 70s. At least Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, it's going to be pretty much in the 70s all week starting tomorrow. Might even get up into the 80s for early on next week, according to the forecast. And if you don't get any rain today and into early tomorrow, that might be it for a while. Might be at 44 again is our wake-up temperature. We are kicking off our local sports coverage. Tournament time today. Good luck to the Prentice golfers. They're headed over to Hayward as we speak to golf in the regional over there, looking for a repeat visit to the state golf tournament in Madison. But they got to get through regionals and then through sectionals, and then it would be state. So good luck to Coach Haken and the whole crew over there. in Prentice. We've got tournament baseball and softball for you today. Actually, just softball today. We'll get baseball going tomorrow. So we've got Phillips right here at 5 o'clock and Shawamigan over on 103.1, 5 o'clock. Both of those are home games tonight. So you can go to the softball field in Phillips behind the high school and take in that game, or you can go on down to the Park Falls Athletic Complex and watch Coach Paige Herbst and the Shawamigan girls play their first of hopefully several tournament games at 5 o'clock today, and we'll have the play-by-play. Steve Jetland with Shawamigan, Jeff Hakenin with the Phillips games. We have a busy week. Tomorrow we got Phillips baseball because they're playing that game on a Wednesday because they've got graduation. And then Thursday we got Shawamigan baseball and possibly softball, depending on how the girls do tonight. So 3 days of local coverage. We'll get Brewers in there, too, in between that. And we're going to have a Brewer ticket giveaway, by the way, tomorrow. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll have a chance for you to win Brewer tickets for games not this weekend, but the following weekend on Friday and Saturday. So check your schedule and see if that might work for you, and get ready to text to win those Brewer tickets tomorrow and Thursday. Since we weren't in here yesterday, we'll do a gray area today on 9 o'clock hour. So Gray and I will get together and chat about the weekend and whatever else is running through our demented radio minds. 9 o'clock this morning. It's the gray area here on 98Q, twice an hour news and sports. So at 6:28, let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 500 employees work there. President Trump now threatening to pull billions in federal funding to Harvard so it can be used instead to build more trade schools and skilled labor, he says. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League soccer championship. They don't think it was an act of terrorism. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Kendra from Embrace to talk about what the month of May stands for.
May is recognized for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Month, and it's really a time to honor, remember, and advocate for Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit relatives who have gone missing or have been murdered at alarming rates. And so we like to bring attention to this because it's something that's just not talked about, you know, and people say like, oh, it doesn't happen here, not in my backyard. But like you said, this is something that's very relevant right now with the missing woman up in the Lac de Flambeau area. So I just wanted to share some statistics today and bring awareness to that because it is happening here. And actually for Indigenous women, murder is the third leading cause of death. And Native women also face murder rates, so that's more than 10 times the national average. And even more alarming stats here to continue is Indigenous women in the U.S., 84.3% have experienced violence in their lifetime, 56.1% have experienced sexual violence, 55.5% have experienced physical violence by an intimate partner, and 48.8% have experienced stalking. So just outrageous numbers, really, in the community just isn't talking about it enough, so that's why we like to go out in the community and raise awareness around this because it's something that families are struggling, women are dying, relatives are dying, and it's important that we talk about it and bring awareness to it.
This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., over in Glen Flora, there's a Hawkins Cupboard Pantry Food Drive. Artisan's Outlet is collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items to donate to the food pantry. As an added bonus, for every donation you bring in, they're willing to give you a 20% off coupon to use on one full-price item. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at Artisans Outlet in Glen Flora. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. Brittany Marlow tells us more.
The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Churio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on a line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Churio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, these close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by CompuMold Tool and Design in Phillips, a comprehensive mold manufacturing company that is committed to meeting or exceeding customers' expectations with quality and the best lead time at a competitive price.
Congratulations to the graduating class of Butternut High School. Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips hopes every vision of tomorrow takes you down many roads of success as you take this new journey. Forward Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin congratulates the Sewamigan High School graduating class. Owners Terry and Lisa extend a special salute to their scholarship recipients, Reagan Hoffman, Haley Wade, Lucy Corn, and Jaden Oscar. They are proud to support their hard-working team through this annual opportunity. Northwood Supper Club, where tradition meets taste. Enjoy exceptional homemade dishes served Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m., located in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer. Emmer Thaler Chevrolet of Minocqua. Trust and top-notch service aren't slogans. They're how they do business. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 48 months on all 2025 Chevy 1500 Silverados to qualified buyers. Military veterans, active duty, and reserve, you get an extra $750 appreciation cash. Trade on 2011 or newer Chevy and get up to $6,000 in total incentives on select 2025 1500 Silverados now through June 2nd. Visit MinocquaCars.com or stop by Marthaler Chevrolet, Highway 51 South, Minocqua.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Prepare and protect your boats and recreational vehicles for the colder weather with RV and marine antifreeze. Its burst proof protection is formulated to defend freezing temperatures down to negative 50 degrees. Protect your investments and get a gallon for $2.49 after 11% off now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? You're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky.
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
So pretty when the makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. The Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Around causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my
country.
I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer nights, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cooler mark your piece of paradise. Summer nights, everybody's feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights. Your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah, they start getting all heated up and it starts getting. Paradise.
of paradise. Summer nights, everybody's feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights. So come on.
Rascal Flatts, 44 is our temp. I don't think we're to the point quite of summer nights. We're still feeling fall and early spring mornings with temperatures, you know, 30s and 40s, but I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. You give me 40, 45 degrees for a wake-up temp every morning in the summer, I'm good. I'm good with that. Temperatures up into the 60s today. We're going to see 70-plus. They say Memorial Day is the beginning of summer. And Mother Nature will respond with 70-plus degree temperatures starting tomorrow, running through the weekend, and looks like some 80s likely for early next week. I think we should just prepare ourselves for warm weather because it looks like with the way the weather patterns are in the United States, I think 80s and low 90s are just going to be commonplace when it comes to summertime here up north. We'll see what happens. See what happens. Hope your Memorial weekend was fabulous. The weather yesterday was perfecto. It was Truman Show good yesterday, for those who have seen that movie. If you haven't, watch it. Truman Show. Because I caught like the last half of it last week. My wife had it on because she knows I like the movie. But Truman Show good yesterday, for sure. For sure. And the whole weekend really wasn't... What was very nice. It was very nice. And some good stuff ahead. We're kind of hoping to get some rain today. And I know if you have outdoor activities, and I know the baseball and softball coaches are like, oh, back off there, morning show, dude, before you wish some rain. But if we don't get any rain today, we're probably not going to get any for 5 or 6 days. It was nice to see those the fire danger stuff go down quite a bit. But that'll probably rise rather rapidly. But things have greened up rather nicely, which will help with the fire risk and fire danger quite a bit. So always be careful with that big brush pile and the fire pit and stuff. But you probably check with your local area. But it looks like for right now anyway, things are all right with that. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us into a short work week here on this Tuesday, the 27th of May. It just seems like we should be deeper into, it feels like June to me. My wife said yesterday, I can't believe it's almost June. And I said, it feels like June to me already. Usually when Memorial Day is done, we're like June 1st, hello. But we got a whole week here of May yet. On this May the 27th, let's take a moment this morning to focus on the family.
When was the last time you were really afraid? I mean really afraid. According to world-famous rock climber Alex Honnold, to know fear, you need to experience something actually worthy of fear. He says if you don't challenge yourself to face real danger and real fear from time to time, your mind will create it out of nothing. Alex understands genuine fear. He's a free solo rock climber, one of the most dangerous sports in the world. When he climbed El Capitan in Yosemite National Park, he did so without ropes or without protective equipment, almost 3,000 feet in the air, twice the size of the Empire State Building. Alex relied on nothing but climbing shoes, chalk, and his fingers crammed into tiny cracks in the rock. If he slipped, nothing would save him. The rest of us spend a lot of time in climate-controlled buildings surrounded by luxury and abundance. You'd think we'd be happy all the time. Instead, we easily get worked up about things that don't mean much in the grand scheme of things. And that's why small matters become huge problems so often in traffic and airports. Instead of avoiding fear, we should strive to confront it. The more we step out and challenge ourselves in uncomfortable ways, the less likely we'll get worked up over little things. Along the way, we'll also become stronger, wiser people who overcome obstacles, solve problems, and make the world a better place. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Help rebuild the heart of Fifield. The Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Fundraiser is on now with a cash raffle, $5 for one ticket or five tickets for $20. Every dollar goes toward replacing unsafe, unreparable playground equipment with something safe and fun for all to enjoy. The drawing is July 5th at 8:30 p.m. during the Fifield Community Picnic at Mowbridge Park. Win $500, $250, or $100 and help give the kids of Fifield a place to play safely. Let's build something better together.
Summer's here and the water is calling. The Barnett Schnorr Lake Association wants everyone to have fun and stay safe. Wisconsin boating laws require no wake within 100 feet of shorelines and structures. For personal watercraft, it's 200 feet from shore. Keep a safe speed, wear your life jacket, and have a throwable on boats over 16 feet. Know the law, respect the lake, and enjoy the beautiful Northwoods. For updates, tips, follow the Barnett Schnorr Lake Association on Facebook.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
The Schultz auction is happening now at HeckmanAuction.com. After the loss of her husband, Don, Mrs. Schultz is moving in. Nearly 1,800 lots are up for bid. This massive two-part auction ends June 1st and 2nd, and it's loaded with value. A New Holland tractor, 2022 Can-Am UTV, Toyota FJ Cruiser, RV, trailers, firearms, generators, model kits, survival food kits, vehicles, and so much more. Bid on vehicles, antiques, equipment, and collectibles. Go to HeckmanAuction.com now. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah!
Wisconsin is turning 177 years old, and you are invited to celebrate. Thursday, May 29th, the Republican Party of Price County will be celebrating with a potluck picnic at Elk Lake Park Pavilion. Social hour will begin at 4, with food service beginning at 5. Invited guest speakers include Senator Jesse James, Congressman Tom Tiffany, and Turning Point Field Rep Brady Penfield. Bring the family, an appetite, and a thirst for knowledge. Visit the Republican Party of Price County on Facebook for more details.
The 2025 Winter Wisconsin graduates have earned their moment, and the Lakewood Cafe is proud to celebrate them. A local favorite and home of the Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, Lakewood serves up deep-fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, and a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. It's the taste of tradition and hometown pride. Stop in, grab a plate, and join Lakewood Cafe in saluting the next generation. Proud to serve winter and proud to cheer them on.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
98Q Country.
I love sleeping in on Saturdays, and I love college football games. I love not acting my age and good barbecue. Yeah, I'm a fan of Faulkner books and anything my mama cooks. Smallmouth bass have got me hooked on Sunday afternoons. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk. It rocks on Friday nights. And hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most. Man, I love how red man tastes, and damn, I love my NASCAR race. Any song sung by George Strait is country at its best. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk. It rocks on Friday nights. Hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News.